You know, here on the Wake Up Kid podcast, this week we've been focused on this question: can we trust the Bible? But before we answer that, let's back up and think about some of the truths we've been learning about the Bible. We'll go back to truth number 12. What is the Bible? It's God's holy word. This is the word of God that is trustworthy and true because God is trustworthy and true. Number 13 is, who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. This is important. These men weren't perfect, but they were chosen by God, set apart for this important job, and he led them through the Holy Spirit to write the things that they were supposed to write. It's inspired by God. And that brings us to the question for this week: can we trust the Bible? Yes, God's word is true and permanent. We're going to talk some more about that after this horrible joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Annie.
Annie who?
Anybody want some turkey?
Wake up, kid. It's Friday, and we have one last opportunity to focus on the trustworthiness of God's word together. Of course, you know by now that you can trust the Bible. God's holy word is true and permanent. We know that God never lies, so his word is always true. And we know that even though he used imperfect people to write the Bible, God made sure that they wrote the truth. Today, we want to focus on the fact that God's word is permanent. It's never going to change. You can believe it now. You can believe it tomorrow. You can believe it when you're grown up. You can believe it when it's time for you to leave this world. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever." And when Jesus was on earth, he himself said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." The Bible is true, and it will always be there. It will never change, and it will always be true. So, when you read in Romans chapter 8 that nothing can separate the children of God from his love, you can know that this will be true forever. When you read that God works all things together for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose, you can believe that this wonderful promise is always going to be true. If you are a child of God, you can always trust him to keep on loving you, to use all the stuff in your life, even the hard, the sad, the scary stuff, to use all of that stuff to bring about good things for you. The Bible has tons of promises and important truths that are always going to be true, and you need to know them and trust them. So, since the Bible is true and permanent, the best thing we can do is trust the Bible. The first step to trusting God's word is learning God's word. You have to read it, listen to other people read it, listen to preachers preach from it, learn from teachers who teach about it. Then after you learn it, follow it, obey it, do what it tells you to do. Live your life the way God tells you to in his word. He knows best, and he loves you so much. He gave you a book you can trust to help you live the best possible life. Of course, that best possible life begins with turning away from your sin and putting your trust in Jesus to rescue you. If you've never done that, maybe it's time for you to talk to a parent or another Christian adult you trust about becoming a child of God. See you guys Monday.